you go ahead and get ready, and let's go ahead and get started.
So, let me introduce Debbie Bialer. Debbie, take it from here.
Welcome. My name is Debbie Bialer, and I want to thank you for participating in today's webinar. I'm the author of Teach Toileting, A Revolutionary Approach for Children with Autism Spectrum Disorders and Other Special Needs. My book is based on many years of experience as a toilet trainer working with special needs children. So let's get started. Forget everything you ever been told about toilet training. There will be no dressing, no charts, no hanging out in the bathroom all weekend, no bribes or rewards. So take those M&Ms and put them in your pocket or eat them, but don't give them to your kids. Let me say that this is a home program. It is not for school, so I strongly suggest that you start it on a weekend and then continue after school hours. You may think the ideas you are about to hear are strange, but I am telling you I've used it effectively and it works. Yes, I've cracked the code. In today's webinar, I will break down my method into its component parts, each step being small enough for your child to master. Be flexible because your child's individuality and personality is important, but your child's age and developmental level is not. I've used this with nonverbal children, and I've used this successfully with children from the ages of 3 to 13. So why is toileting so challenging for your child? Because it's about change. It's not about purposeful resistance to toileting. Change is very difficult. You will understand why your child will not pee in the toilet, yet pees any place other than the bathroom. One of the things that makes my approach so different is that we are going to start in the kitchen to develop the skills needed for toileting. So let's begin. If a child cannot get to the kitchen to indicate hunger, and we know he loves to eat, he will never get to the bathroom to indicate that he has to pee, which we know he doesn't like to do. The readiness signs, sitting for 5 minutes with no restraints, meaning that your child should not be trying to leave the table during this period of time. Also getting to the kitchen to indicate he is hungry. And, of course, you need these same skills for toileting. Your child needs to sit and get to the bathroom when he has to pee. We are making him aware of his body. And someone had sent in a question asking me if there are different readiness skills for different age groups, and the answer is no. A key to the success of my approach is understanding and paying attention to the importance of location, so there will be no more eating in front of the TV. And the most important point I am making here is that places have their purpose. So you need to change your child in the bathroom when you're at home. And actually the strangest place a mom ever told me that she changed her child's diaper was standing on the kitchen counter. So, of course, we changed that pretty quickly. The end result is that your child must enter the bathroom by himself for a diaper change. That means no touching or guiding him. This is a learning process. You are now teaching your child to associate the place with the purpose. Okay, this may be a surprise to everybody, but this is not the playroom. It's the bathroom. Get my point? Only one change at a time. When you're teaching toileting, it is not the time to teach dressing, and when you're teaching toileting, it is not the time to teach hand washing. Toilet words. Consistently use the same simple phrase from the beginning of the diapering phase. For example, you would say, John toilet, or John potty, even though you are changing his diaper. The place has to have one name consistently throughout the toileting process. You can place your child on the toilet for seconds, just until you get a clean diaper. You are not expecting your child to pee at this time. And then all diapers should be in the bathroom, so remove them from your changing table or any other location that you might have them. Pre-toileting skills are necessary. Make sure your child gets to the kitchen and bathroom independently before you move on. My message here is to not underestimate the importance of the pre-toileting phase of my method. I can't tell you how many parents call me and tell me that their child is toilet trained, but he won't go by himself. That's toilet conditioned and not toilet trained. It's happening because you didn't accomplish this initial stage. Children need to get to locations by themselves. So if this is happening, so you need to start decreasing your guiding and then follow my self-initiating guide. Less is better. You should do diaper changing procedure about every 2 to 4 hours or when you would naturally change your child's diaper. So don't do this procedure every half hour. Resistance. Most children with autism and related disorders resist urinating in the bathroom. Does this sound familiar to anybody? My child refuses to pee. He just runs out of the bathroom and then pees on my couch. Or I made him sit on the toilet for hours and nothing. Then he ran to the computer and peed. I'm assuming that this is the main reason you are listening to me today. Your child will not pee in the toilet. Don't worry. This works and you will be successful. You will understand why this resisting is taking place. I believe the shortcomings of other methods is that they expect too many changes at one time. So they expect you to put your child on this ice-cold thing that has a hole in it, learn to pull his pants up and down, learn to wash his hands. It's just too many changes at one time. We are now going to get into my revolutionary approach. The success of my approach is based upon your child's ability to hold his pee until he gets to the bathroom. With my method, your child will learn to hold his urine for a long period of time. Then when he gets to the bathroom, it will be difficult for him to maintain control and he will pee. So as far as holding time, I have observed holding time increases as your child's comfort level decreases. I have also observed that children will not pee close to a person. Therefore, you need to stay in your child's space, which will increase his holding time. And I am sure that this surprises you that your child will not pee next to you. I've also observed that children will not pee in uncomfortable places. So our goal is to increase your child's holding time, and the way we will achieve this is by using places and situations he finds uncomfortable to pee. I will make you aware of these places so you and your child can spend long periods of time in these places. Then when you get your child to the bathroom, he will have no other choice than to pee. All right, I think I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to ask for people to ask questions or give me your reaction.
Let me open it up.
Sorry. You type it in like an email.
Okay. The lines are open. If you'd like to go ahead and ask a question at this break.
You don't have to type it, you could just ask.
Anybody would like to ask a question? All right, let's go ahead. Continue on. Debbie, hang on. Let me mute everybody here. Hang on. Go ahead.
That's great. I'm glad everybody's comfortable with what I've said already. Okay. So if your child doesn't pee in uncomfortable places, it is logical he will pee in his comfort places, which is the place he feels safe being alone and spends most of his time. And, of course, I bet that that's your couch. This also explains why you may keep your child on the toilet for hours and then he runs to the couch or computer and pees. I actually had a pediatrician tell a family to set up the TV in the bathroom, and this kid spent hours watching TV in the bathroom, and of course he ran out to the couch and he peed. All right, so now you have forced your child to hold his urine for longer than usual, and he really has to pee, and he will take any opportunity to run to his place to pee. So don't turn away. Stay in his space and hover over him. I had a mom that was using therapy time to increase her child's holding. It was working until she turned to open the door to say goodbye to the therapist. Her child ran to his bedroom to pee. When you take your focus off your child to answer the phone, he, of course, will run to pee. The key is you must watch your child. So when your child's holding time has reached at least 2.5 to 3 hours, then you should take him to the bathroom. You will now witness your child's amazing ability to hold his urine because your child is resisting change to a new place to pee. Let me just say that you need to make sure you have enough time to carry this through, so be careful about not starting the session too close to another scheduled activity. Whether it's an appointment or even bedtime, because you don't want to run out of time. And what I mean is that the session could last long past, let's say, bedtime. So now you want your child to go to bed before he pees, and after all that holding, he will then end up peeing in his bedroom. So make sure you have enough time to complete a session. Once you start each session, you must have the time to complete it. And my definition of each session is from the start of the holding time until he pees. It should not be interrupted. You don't have to start a new session, but of course it's best if you can. And again, this is why it's best to start on a weekend. Bet you never heard of this step with any other method. You are pushing through change. He's learning to be comfortable peeing in the bathroom, then the toilet, one step at a time, first purpose, and then place. You might want to remove your rugs because your child will pee on the floor, and you should use your larger bathroom because he will be more comfortable. Parents must leave the bathroom. Remember, your child will not pee in front of you. You will have to keep the door closed. Again, your child has to pee so bad that he will try to escape to his usual comfort place to pee. And then get ready to be happy as soon as your child pees on the floor, and then get him out of the bathroom. You are going to repeat this session, but you now need to increase wait time outside of the bathroom, which will result in decreasing waiting time inside the bathroom. So if your child spent 1 to 2 hours in the bathroom before he finally peed, then for your next session, add that to the waiting time outside of the bathroom. And, of course, the way you do that is to make him uncomfortable. When it's down to just minutes before your child pees, then direct him to the toilet. Concerns with changes in bowel movement during urine training. If your child holds his bowels for 2 to 3 days and this is unusual pattern, then you need to put his diaper back on until he has a bowel movement. All right, self-initiating. This is our goal. You will be dividing the self-initiating stage into 3 unequal parts, a beginning, middle, and last. You should now be aware of your child's behavior related to toileting. He has now made the association between place and purpose. He knows where to pee, so he can enjoy more time in his favorite places during this beginning stage. Continue to encourage holding time during the middle of this session by changing his environment. For example, playing with the same toys but different location, playing with a different toy in his usual playroom, playing on the floor instead of his usual place, which might be the couch. The difference now is that your child doesn't need to be watched as closely as before. Again, you have to figure out your child's holding time so you can use comfortable and uncomfortable places and times appropriately. For this last portion of your child's session for self-initiating, he will be very aware of the feeling that holding creates. He has adjusted to the bathroom setting and will no longer try to run to his old comfort places to pee. So when it gets close to his pee time, you do need to watch him and pay attention to his body language. There will be an indication that he needs to pee. So you need to look for wiggling, body position, stiffness, stare, touching himself, anything that signals he is ready to pee. Your child now knows where and when to pee, but is still dependent on your direction. You need to gradually reduce your cues. Now, you need to take advantage of uncomfortable places to extend his holding time. That can be any outing, school. Okay. Take advantage of uncomfortable places to extend holding time. That can be any outing, school, park, friend's house, grocery store, restaurant, therapy session, or just holding hands and walking. If your child is controlling his urine during his bus ride home from then take this opportunity to let him enter the bathroom. If he is having an accident during the ride home, then just changing his seat on the bus can be enough of a change to encourage holding. And by the way, if you're going to have company, for example, grandparents are coming for the weekend or you're getting a new pet, this is not the time to start toileting. Your child will adapt to a different bathroom and be successful in all other situations because he has made the transition to the toilet. He just needs time to adjust and feel comfortable. Let's open this up.
Sure. And we've got some questions listed.
Oh.
So we actually might want to just go through.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and list them. One of the questions actually from Samantha is, so start with no diaper. This is after identifying the bathroom. So you're saying start with no diaper. Okay.
Well, I honestly am not sure what the question means.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. Can you tell me how to reduce the frequency of urine in the hallway? What is the appropriate age for toilet training?
Okay, we're not going to go with an age. I would suggest starting at 3, but 3 and older would be fine. And you stop peeing in the hallway by staying very close to your child. You can actually grab his hand and just start walking around. He won't pee next to you.
Okay, let me take another one from Rebecca. We've noticed that my son shows regression in his bathroom abilities. Sometimes he starts peeing outside of the bathroom. Just recently, he started peeing in his bedroom, garage, out the door. At 5 years old, it's difficult. How can I help? He's been trained on his own, but randomly we'll find puddles of pee, and he will tell us that he's scared and couldn't find the toilet. The bathroom is not moved. We don't enter the bathroom with him. What do you suggest?
Okay, if he really is getting confused and he's not sure where the bathroom is and that really could happen, what you want to do is keep him from having an accident. So at the times that you might have a feeling that he's got to go, I would probably give him some kind of signal, like you could say, you can even say, I have to go to the bathroom, and then you just could walk away just to signal, hey, I hear that word.
Let's take another one. My 4-year-old, in fact, this is from Sean. My 4-year-old son has a fascination with water and playing in the toilet, so we have a lock on the bathroom door, yet we want him potty trained. When we take him to the bathroom, he will go out, but he doesn't request to go. Your comment.
I think I have to look at that one. Where is it?
My 4-year-old has a fascination with water and playing in the
toilet. Okay, you do need to unlock the door. Transfer that playing to the sink or the bathtub. Let me see the rest. When take him to the bathroom, he will go, but he doesn't yet request to go. You have to encourage that holding. And you just need to encourage that holding. Stay close to him. Then he won't be able to hold it, and then he'll start going on his own. And I think that's my self-initiating part of this.
Here's another one from Maddie. Can you please explain what is meant by getting the child to hold his pee? If a child is wearing a diaper, he will automatically pee in that diaper. Please explain how this is done.
Okay, if he automatically pees in his diaper, which I'm guessing he actually might not if you stay very close and in comfortable, uncomfortable places. But if he's still peeing in his diaper, get rid of the diaper.
All right, let's go on back to the presentation, and then we'll take a couple more questions as well.
Okay, we're going to start on bowel movements. Bowel movements are a separate skill. You probably know where your child's poop place is. Poop places need to be eliminated, which helps with the change as you direct your kid to the bathroom. He needs to start pooping in the bathroom with his pull-up on. Again, one change at a time, learning to be comfortable in a new location. So you need to block his usual place by putting a chair or furniture in his poop spot. Then continue to gradually get him to poop in the bathroom. If he plays with a specific toy while pooping, then of course you would move that toy closer and closer to the bathroom until your child is pooping inside the bathroom. You can try to take the toy away when he has adjusted to pooping in his new setting. Once your child is easily pooping in the location of the bathroom with his pull-up on, then remove the pull-up and work on positioning. And actually, I have a question right here that I got beforehand. My son is 4 and is in underwear. He pees on the potty, great, and will say he has to go if you ask him, but he's still not pooping on the potty at all. Okay, first, this sounds to me like he's not trained. He is conditioned. So if he's not trained, you should work on self-initiating, which would be less guiding, and, again, look for his signals and increase that holding time. And then I think the answer to your question about pooping, just work on changing his poop place to the bathroom before you work on pooping in the actual toilet.
That'd take a couple more questions.
Well, let me just say this. Let's review. I've brought up some really unique ideas. Here are all the major points we've covered today. So I think we'll open up to questions right now.
Okay. One from Catherine. Do I need to prepare a chart for recording observations of
elimination
times and responses?
Never. That's your old plan, your old method. Get rid of it.
Okay. From Jayachandran in India, how to stop urination during excrement / hyperactive. Yeah, it's tough mixing the two. Let's just go like, go ahead.
I still would go ahead and try to stay really close to your child, but if he's peeing while he's pooping, you know what, that's okay. We do that too.
And from Deanna in Philadelphia, does your method work with potty chairs or only works with using toilet from the start?
Positioning. It depends on the size of your child. Your child has to feel real secure on the toilet, so that is your call.
Okay, let's go to Juliet in Toronto. My son is 14, but he still sits and pees. How can I make him stand up and pee?
You know what? This is a different change, and I'm not sure it's worth it. I'm not sure why that's important to you. Sometimes kids have to go through a little bit of a change because they're standing to pee and then they have to sit to poop. So I just probably wouldn't change it. That's it.
All right. And let's go now to Joellen. Isn't it unrealistic to think a parent can be with a child without interruption? That's a great question.
You know, my method is so different, and I know all the other methods out there say, keep your kid in the bathroom all week. I mean, my method is say, you know, make sure you have that weekend available. So I don't think I'm asking too much. And then again, let's say the doorbell rings. You've got to go answer. Grab your kid's hand and walk to the door. Make it work.
Excellent. From Martha, how do you force your child to hold his pee?
Okay, and I don't know if that question came in before I gave the answer. Okay, I think I answered that.
You got it. From Tammy, I have been told to try and begin potty training. My son is 4, and he has shown no signs of being bothered with being soiled. I've been told to let him stay in the diaper a little longer. Could he not be ready? He does sit on the toilet with no problem, but he's not aware when he goes or not.
Okay, your kid's not going to one day say, hey, Mom, I think it's time that I pee in the toilet. It's not going to happen. Your kid is perfect kid for my methods. Start right from the beginning and go for it. It will work.
Excellent. Let's go to Sue in South Euclid. How long do you estimate this process will take?
Once your child is entering the bathroom and the kitchen independently, that could take a month. It can actually take 2 months. Once you do that and your child is ready for that next phase, just be consistent. If you can get, let's say, 2 weekends, so I would guess you'd have at least maybe 4 sessions to go ahead and try, this could happen pretty quick.
And one more, just a second, from Kay in Portland. Is this effective for children that are not on the spectrum?
Yes, it is. And I do hear from people that their kids just won't pee in the bathroom and they're not comfortable with that location. Yes, I would go ahead and try it. I would do it a little different. This is where you have to understand your child's personality. So a Down syndrome child would be a little different. And, again, I had a case where a Down syndrome child was already peeing on the toilet. Parent read my book and kept the kid, wanted the kid to pee on the floor. You need to understand where your child is at and skip those stages and understand his personality. But, yes, I would try it.
From Leslie, we've been toilet training the old way, and our son is out of diapers. He only wears a pull-up to bed, so what about the change diapers only in the bathroom step?
Are you talking about nighttime diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, night. Well, yeah, you definitely need to still get to the bathroom and change his diaper, and then I'm just kind of curious if he is going to pee completely independent of anybody helping him go.
Okay. From Martha in Santa Cruz, my son will try to pee at the toilet when I ask him to try, but he will absolutely will only poop in his diaper. He's 5 in with autism. How can I get him to get comfortable using the toilet?
You know, I think that's a question that I already answered. You have to go back. He's got to learn, understand location, and get to the bathroom on his own, and then start that self-initiating process.
Great. So let's start with some new questions, Tammy and Corona. Starting method at beginning is fine, but what about if more than one person is involved with the training, i.e. school, respite worker, ABA, et cetera?
Okay, I would not use school yet. This is a home program. ABA therapist is probably the perfect person to create an uncomfortable situation so that kid will not pee while the therapist is working with him. As far as caregivers, if you have the same caregiver all the time, that's great. It will work. If all of a sudden you have to get a new sitter, it's not going to work. It's too much of a change.
Couple more from Linus in San Diego. My child, 6 years old, poops 3 to 5 times a day, so it's impractical to leave him without a diaper, so he pees in the diaper all the time.
You know, all I can tell you is a lot of the parents that I work with, they go ahead and they find that diet that works and cuts down all of that pooping, and you're really probably going to have to do that before you start working on the urine training. But I would still do the beginning process and try to get him in the, or do get him in the bathroom to start changing him and make that connection and try to change his pooping habits.
From Kate in Edinburgh, how do you work towards initiation aside from increasing holding time? How do you prompt for it, prompt to ask, or prompt to take themselves?
It really ends up falling into place. You increase the holding time even more. Again, your child has made that transition. He does not want to pee in his old places, so you're going to see those signals. He will get to the bathroom. If he, by pulling back on your guiding, what I mean is it could be as simple as being a foot away and saying, John, toilet. Then you could eventually be all the way across the room and just say, John, toilet, or just say, toilet. So you just have to figure out the steps of your guiding and just pull back. And like I also mentioned, is you can say, I got to go potty, and just get up and leave. That will signal. So, and sometimes you could leave the bathroom light on and just take your kid and say, hey, let's go here. And you walk by the bathroom and the light's on. And that might say, I got to go to the bathroom.
Excellent. From Lisa in Montana, do you recommend using a training toilet or using the actual bathroom toilet?
Okay, I answered that question.
Great. From Bob in Pittsburgh, our son goes to the bathroom to poop, closes the door, then stands to poop on the floor. He pees on the potty fine. He will not sit on the toilet to poop.
Okay, you are just changing his position, so that's what you've got to do. I'm also guessing he poops in a certain place on that floor. Again, you can put a chair there. It will just indicate to him that there's a little bit of a change, and it will help you. You also can try this. It may not work. Go into the bathroom and place him on the toilet and then walk back out again. So you're just slowly going to try to change his position.
Excellent. Liz from Colorado. Our almost 9-year-old son wears pull-ups at night, as he cannot stay dry. He has high-functioning autism. Do you have any recommendations?
You've probably been told about the usual cut down on liquids. That probably really doesn't work. if you're saying to me, and again, this was a question that I did have, if you're saying he's very comfortable and pees in his bed, I would try to change the positioning in his bed around a little bit, maybe make up his bed where his head is now, where his feet are, or move his bed around, but you have to try to make it a little uncomfortable. I can also say if you just started working, I don't know when he became successful with peeing in the toilet, but this is a skill that, again, it takes a little bit more time, so you might not want to start anything just yet.
From Paula in Minneapolis, can you clarify the emphasis on sitting for meals? Our son will sit through a meal 50% of the time, will pee in the toilet 50% of the time.
There you go. Proves my method. The 50% of the time your child is not sitting at the table, he's got to sit. So you have to develop like a behavior plan to make sure he sits. And that's not toileting, so I'm not sure I want to get into that. But you do want him to sit for his meals, and then he will sit for toileting.
Great. Robin in Barrington, my child will pee at home but not at school. Scared of toilet flushing sounds in the school bathroom. Any suggestions?
Okay, again, he will transition to the school, but I also have to tell you, he needs to be in the bathroom where there's no flushing. There's nothing that I can do about that. The school needs to make sure that nobody's flushing the toilet when your child's there.
From Andre in New York, your techniques seem to be for children that are aware when they're going to the bathroom. However, my son is not aware. He will go to the bathroom without me, will pee while in close connection. So how do I get him to understand that he needs to go to the bathroom?
Some kids do pee when they're close. It's a little bit unusual, but keep him active when you want holding. So if you grab his hand and just start walking, it's very rare for a kid to pee while they're walking. So I think that would help. Did I answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to bring up two questions here, one from Rebecca in Shreveport. Thank you, Debbie. I just told my husband the suggestion of mentioning going to the bathroom in front of my son to prevent the accidents all over the house. My son, while I was talking, got up and went to the bathroom. Immediate success. Thank you very much. But then conversely, May in San Jose brings up, every child is different. How can you say this works with every child?
I've seen it. I don't know what else to say. I really don't know what to say. It works. It really, really works. You have to be consistent. Okay. Go for it. Try it.
Consistency is it. Let's cover the last two slides, and then let's take some more questions. That'll be there. So I think we went.
Oh, I'm really done.
Great. And then the last one, you're done. Great. Okay. I'm with you. Trust me. Let's take some more questions. Let's see. I think we've just got a couple more. Hang on a second. Do you want one? Okay, from Yvonne. My son was completely potty trained at 3 years old. He's a teenager now but has trouble with constipation despite dietary interventions. Any suggestions?
You have to try other interventions.
Angie, North Carolina, what have you done in cases where children are bladder trained but not bowel trained or exhibit bowel holding behaviors?
Again, if your child is pooping 3 to 4 times a day, I think that's medical, that you need to get some other intervention. If he's not, follow my poop plan. It will work.
From Angie again, have you used this approach with children with pica? If so, any modifications needed?
Yeah, take everything out of the bathroom.
Andrew in San Jose, how can your toileting strategies be adapted for highly verbal / highly intelligent children with Asperger's syndrome or high-functioning autism?
You know, I have a feeling you asked me, you wrote that question ahead of this conference.
Okay.
Boy, I'm going to answer it. Do everything that I suggested. When your child gets to the point that you really believe he absolutely knows what you want him to do, then, and just use this with your higher functioning kids, you have to say, okay, John, you go pee and then come and watch your favorite program. Or you go pee first, let's go have a snack.
From Leslie in Canada, what about at night? Our child is conditioned, not trained, during the day. He wears a pull-up at night. Is this a bad or good idea?
I think it's a great idea because I don't want anybody washing sheets every morning. But go ahead and get your kid toilet trained, not conditioned. So work on that.
Great. Well, then what I'd like to do, Debbie, at this point is open up the phone. So let me unmute everybody, and then we'll have some interactive dialogue. So we do ask if you have background noise, please keep the noise to a minimum, and I'll open up the phones.
Thank you. Didn't say anything when he came back. The house is so clean.
Great. Everyone's unmuted. If you'd like to verbally ask a question, go ahead.
He probably was glad it's clean.
Well, I said, you know what? She does. She goes, look it, it's already a mess. I go, keep cleaning. I am not going to scrub tub. I can spend 5 hours scrubbing my house.
I work full time. I have 2 kids.
Okay. Anybody else? I can hear some folks in the background. Remember, phones are unmuted.
He's going, you know, this trip. I said, this is my trip. Whatever I do.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go ahead. Right, let's mute the microphone.
Okay, mute it, and I think
hang on 1 second. We just have one from Lena. My child is 6 years old and is always going to the toilet and doing fingering and sleeping at night. Any suggestions?
I don't understand what that means. Let me just look at it real quick. Is 6 years old going to the toilet and doing fingering and sleeping? You know what? I'm sorry. I just don't understand that question. If you want to clarify it, go ahead and write it again.
Well, we've addressed all the questions that have been sent in. Let me make sure I've addressed everything. Emphasis.